Today in Your Health, we'll ask how to keep your doctor awake enough to keep you alive. A hospital is a 24-hour operation. A life or death decision can come at any moment. And hospitals have struggled for years with how to stay staffed. They've worked young doctors for so many hours they can hardly stand, and also tried to strictly cut back on those hours. Now a study is trying to find out what really works, and the answer may be less obvious than it seems. NPR's Rob Stein is here. And Rob, aren't people just less tired if they work shorter hours?
You know, Steve, you'd think so, but there are a lot of factors here. We're talking about residents. These are young doctors. They just graduated from medical school. They continue their training by caring for patients in hospitals. This is what happens all over the country. They're now covered by really strict rules regulating their work hours, which sounds great, right? Well, there are researchers out there like David Ash at the University of Pennsylvania are asking, is that really true?
What happens with short shifts is that then you put residents on, for example, night float rotations. You have to cover patients 24/7. And it turns out that night shifts are also potentially fatiguing.
Maybe even more fatiguing than working just one very long shift. And Ash says a lot of mistakes happen when residents have to hand off their patients to other doctors because the rigid schedule forces them to go home.
Handoffs represent a break in the continuity of care. The new doctor taking care of you never knows you as well as the doctor who was taking care of you before. That's an opportunity, sort of like in a relay race, where the baton gets dropped between two runners, and it's known as a critical point where medical errors are common.
So Ash decided to do a big study with thousands of medical residents at dozens of hospitals around the country. The study compares shifts that must end after 16 hours for the youngest doctors with a more flexible schedule that could let residents work up to 30 hours straight.
It's motivated by an understanding that, you know, if we want to take the best care of patients now and in the future, we really need to understand much more about the intricate balance of hours, education, and care.
So the study will see which schedule works best, both for the patients and the young doctors, whether more mistakes happen on one schedule or the other, and which way the residents learn best. But it's controversial. Michael Carome heads an advocacy group called Public Citizens Health Research Group. He says the study is too risky for the young doctors.
When they become sleep deprived and they're drawing blood or putting in IVs or suturing the skin, they're more subjective to injuring themselves, to like poking themselves with a needle. And that could expose them to like hepatitis B or hepatitis C or the AIDS virus, HIV. And when residents, after their shifts end, go to drive home, they're at increased risk of having motor vehicle accidents.
And Carome says those long shifts are dangerous for their patients, too.
Tired residents are more likely to make mistakes when they're caring for patients. And those mistakes, in some cases, can lead to catastrophic complications and even death.
Because it's so risky, Carome argues the study is unethical, because the researchers don't ask the residents or the patients for permission to include them.
Patients are not being informed at all, so the patients are completely unwitting subjects of this research. And the residents are aware that they are in this trial, but they have no choice to participate unless they want to leave the residency training program.
That's the case for David Harari. He's a first-year medical resident at the University of Washington Medical Center in Seattle. He knew his hours would be grueling, but not 30 hours straight.
I can't see how anyone could work optimally with such little sleep. Certainly after the 16, 17, 18 hours of being up, your body feels it. And it's extremely difficult to stay awake, stay alert, and function optimally at that level.
And he doesn't like the fact that he had no choice in the matter.
Being asked to partake in a study in which I never provided informed consent felt extremely unethical and really uncomfortable.
But the researchers argue we need to find out once and for all what schedule works best. And it's just not practical to get consent from all the doctors and all the patients in the study. And some bioethicists agree. Mildred Solomon heads the Hastings Center, a bioethics think tank. She's not involved in the study.
They're asking important questions that we need to answer in order to create competent doctors. And I think they're doing it in an ethically sound manner.
Now, Steve, a couple of advocacy groups have filed an official complaint about this study. So the federal office that polices medical research is looking into it.
Well, let me ask a bottom line question about this research, Rob Stein. Are they putting people at risk of death, a greater risk of death, just to test the effect of longer hours?
Well, that's the central question here. That's the central question in this debate. And the researchers who designed this study and other people I've talked to about this say, no, they're not. That the research that's been done since these new rules were put in place are very mixed, but there's no indication that these changes in the shifts would really increase the risk for patients or the residents.
Is it fair to say, though, that they're rolling the dice because they don't know what the effect will be? It's a study.
Well, you know, what this study has been deemed is what they call a study that poses minimal risk. That's why they were able to go forward with it and do it without getting informed consent from either the residents or the patients. Now, the critics say, you know, that's not true, that there is clear evidence that if you make residents work these much longer hours, that it's much riskier for them and their patients. So that's what this debate is all about, and we'll have to see what the outcome of it is.
So is it possible that people in many fields could eventually find out that in certain circumstances, working longer hours could make them less tired than the alternative?
Well, that's a possibility, and that's clearly one of the things they're testing here. You know, lots of people work crazy hours. Truck drivers work crazy hours, and that can put them in life or death situations. Radio hosts work crazy hours, and that can put them in very stressful situations. But, you know, we really don't know the answer to that question at this point. What we do know is that sleep is very complicated, and it's not necessarily just how many hours you work. It could be how those hours are spaced out, what those hours are, what time of day you're working them. So that's clearly one of the questions that we need to get the answer to, and that's what this study's trying to find out.
Rob, get some rest.
I'll do my best.
That's NPR's Rob Stein, and that's Your Health for this Monday morning.